And a very warm welcome to anyone who's here as a visitor and or for the first time today, and especially to members of the Southern Synod Youth Executive who are among us today. It's good to see you. The programme for the rest of the day is, of course, church meeting at 12 o'clock and then reflective worship as ever, at 6:30. Just one item of pastoral and personal news, and that is that Dot Dixon is now out of hospital. Quite a lot happening over the coming week and the weeks following that. First of all, don't forget, please, that Christian Aid Week lasts from Sunday the 15th to Sunday the 22nd of May, and it kicks off this coming Saturday with Quiz Aid here at the church at 7 o'clock. Now that should be fun, so please do try and come along. Help is needed with various things going on during Christian Aid Week, such as the door-to-door collections, that's the week after the coming week, and also with the Flag Day and Market Stall on Saturday the 21st, that's on Saturday week. And do speak to Ray in due course if you are able to help. And still on the subject of the Christian Aid Week, Peter Ashdown and Georgina Forbes will again be circling the city, doing the Circle the City Walk on Sunday the 22nd of May, that is a fortnight today. And if you would like to sponsor them, they are open to offers. Now, a message from Olwyn about Cook and Eat. Only two people started the new Cook and Eat course yesterday. The sessions run for five more Saturdays from 10 to 12:30. If you are over 50 and would like to join the course or know anybody who would, please phone Joan Butler. Joan Butler, you'll find her details in the handbook. You would be very welcome. There are also some notices in the foyer, but please do note that they've got the wrong days. They mention a Sunday, it should be a Saturday. On Tuesday, there's the first session of a six-week course on Joshua as part of Pat Brooks's Faith Enhancement Evenings. Faith Advancement Evenings. That's 7:30 this Tuesday, and the course lasts for 6 weeks. Just to remind you that I mentioned last week that the parking permits were now available for both Eden Walk and Brook Street. Holly Christie has them. Holly's not here yet, at least, but do get in touch with her if you don't have yours yet. And finally, here is Liz Bartlett with a few details of a treat in store for everybody in a fortnight's time here at the church.
Well, the Kingston Youth Rea Orchestra, having got off to rather a good start... What? So, can you hear me now? The Kingston Youth Rea Orchestra, having got off to rather a flying start last December when it did a concert here in the hall, is going to have its second concert in a fortnight here actually in the church, because we were a bit overcrowded in the hall. So if you haven't got your tickets, I have got tickets with me today and I would dearly like to sell you one. They're £5. It's a week on Sunday, so it's May the 22nd here at 3 o'clock.
Thank you.
We come to find the risen Lord in our hymns and in our prayers. In the readings and the preaching, make yourself known, Lord Jesus. In our times of conversation and fellowship,
make yourself known, Jesus.
Whenever bread is broken among those who seek to follow you, we're going to sing One More Step Along the World I Go. One more step along the world I go. One more step along the world I go. Let us be still, knowing that we are in God's presence, and then we will use the words. The response is, for the ability to see change and find joy, we praise you. Lord God Almighty, you make us see things afresh. We see winter turn into spring and then into summer for the ability to see change and find joy, we praise. We see babies turn into children and children into grown men and women. We see people overcoming failure, disaster, illness, and bereavement.
For the ability to see change and find joy, we pray.
We meet others and hear stories of courage, of faith, of perseverance in difficulty.
For their ability to see change, we
praise. Keep us faithful to the good news. Death and darkness will not win, but love and life will always remain with those who seek to follow you. Amen. Let's say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Can you feel this microphone coming towards you? You should have this microphone. Come all you people. Come. And where's Emily? She's there. Okay. Come, Emily, Ivan. Up you get. Up. Yeah, of course. I'm going to put any funky bits in. Come, up you get. Up. Come all you people, come praise your maker. Come all you people, come and praise your maker. Come all you people, come and praise your maker. Come now and worship the Lord. Come all you people, come and praise your maker. Come all you people, come and praise your maker. Come all you people, come and praise your maker. Come now and worship the Lord. Come all you people, come and praise your maker. Come all you people, come and praise your maker. Come all you people, come and praise your maker. Come now and worship the Lord. Your maker, come all you people, come and praise your maker. Come now and worship the Lord. Come all you people, come and praise your maker. Come all you people, come and praise your maker. Come all you people, come and praise your maker. Come now and worship the Lord. Come all you people, come and praise your maker. Come all you people, come and praise your maker. Come all you people, come and praise your maker. Come now and worship the Lord. Come all you people, come and praise your maker. Come all you people, come and praise your maker. Come and praise your maker. Come now and worship the Lord.
Thank you.
Two disciples were walking
down the road to Emmaus. Who were they? One was Cleopas. But who was the other one? Some think he was a male friend. Others suggest Cleopas's wife. The identity is a mystery. What do you think? You don't have to decide. It doesn't need to matter. As they walked, they talked. And they were joined by a third person who asked them what they were talking about. And they stopped and looked sad. Cleopas was quite sharp with the stranger. He thought everyone in Jerusalem knew exactly why he and his companion were sad. So he recounted the events of the past week, the arrest and the crucifixion of Jesus, the empty tomb, what the women were told. The stranger was not impressed. He said they were foolish. Then he started to explain everything about the Messiah in the Jewish scriptures. Cleopas and his companion were nearly home. The stranger was going to continue his journey, but Cleopas called him back and invited him in. At supper, the stranger blessed and broke the bread. The two disciples looked straight at him and realized that it was Jesus, and he vanished. What now? Cleopas and his companion were overjoyed. They rushed back to Jerusalem. It sounds as though they didn't even wait to eat their food. They'd already walked 7 miles, and it was evening when they reached Emmaus, so it must have been very late. But they walked back all the way. What do you think that the 11 would have said when they saw them turn up again?
Come all you people, come and praise your Maker. Come all you people, come and praise your Maker. Come all you people, come and praise your Maker. Come now and worship the Lord. Come all you people, come and praise your Maker. Come all you people, come and praise your Maker.
Come on.
I think there are six of them. How many can you see? How many can you see? I think there are six. How many can you see? How many can you see? Billie Jean, how many can you see? Who said seven? Seven. Right, first question, when I said, how many can you see, how many of you honestly thought, what is she talking about? Yeah. Right, so that's the first thing, isn't it? That's the first thing. It's not that we can't see physically, it's that we don't even know that we're meant to be looking at anything. Yeah? It's a strange story, the story about the walk to Emmaus, because these people are followers of Jesus and they walk beside him and yet they can't see his face. They can't recognize him. And they recognize him when the bread is broken. How that works, we don't know. Right, So where are they then? Come on. One's over there, which would mean you would have to turn around. One's there. Just a minute, I'll get there in a minute. One's there. The door. All right, okay. One there. And who can see the last hedgehog? There's a hedgehog. What? I mean, there it is. Ah. Okay. All right, I will give it to you people at the back, but... Some things are unexpected. We don't expect to see them. I want to tell you something that happened to me last week, and I'm very grateful to God for giving me such a fantastic illustration. Last Sunday was, as you know, Christian and Corinth baptism, and a number of the guests are people from the YMCA in Surbiton, where I am a member. And a man there who, if I'd been wearing less than I'm wearing now and had a purple face and my hair was all, he would have gone, oh, well, Leslie, how are you? You're right, yeah, good. Yeah. He would have known me straight away. But last Sunday, he walked straight past me. He didn't know who I was. He wasn't being rude. He couldn't see me. Under normal circumstances, he knows, he doesn't just know me to go. He knows my name. But last Sunday, he couldn't see me. All this next week, we are going to have opportunities to see God at work. Stella, are you coming to me or am I coming to you? I don't mind. Come on, up you come. If I put this there, then you can lean on it. The easiest thing about being a Christian is when we gather on a Sunday. The challenge, where the rubber hits the road, is what we are doing day by day through the week. So on the second Sunday, we have this theme that we go through, which is called This Time Tomorrow. When you are being a Christian, this time tomorrow, how is that going to work out? What are you going to do? What do you do? How do you spend your days? So I inflict, because it's my job, an interview on assorted members of the congregation. And today, Stella wasn't quick enough.
I couldn't run.
So Stella, how do you spend your life?
Difficulty and t-
takes ages to do everything. So, yes, I get up and fall downstairs because Ray has to catch me at the bottom.
Good old Ray.
So, Ray has to get up first and catch me when I get there. And takes us ages to get meals and things. And half of our time is spent going to the doctors or the hospital. So that's a trip. Not very exciting. but we do, we get out a bit. We do a lot in the garden. And we've got friends. Friends are very good to us. And we, because we've got the car, we can go places sometimes. And we do lots of reading and talking and fighting.
Yeah, that's good. Could I ask you a personal question?
Yes.
How long does it take you to get dressed in the morning?
Oh, ages, ages.
An hour?
At least.
At least an hour?
Yeah.
It takes an hour to get dressed in the morning.
Well, depending on what you're wearing.
Right.
If there's buttons, it takes ages.
Yeah. No, honestly, I think... All right, okay. All right, someone's saying too much information, but I'm saying that's, you know, to lose 2 hours a day to get on with all the other stuff is a big chunk of time.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. We're going to pray, so let's pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for what Stella has shared with us today. We ask that you would strengthen her in her living out her life as a follower of yours. Help her to see you with her, Lord Jesus, day by day. Give her your strength and your peace. And we pray in your name. Amen. Thank you. Round of applause for Stella. Help you come, John. Do you want to use this?
Yeah,
play it through. We're going to sing a song that some of us learnt at the beginning while you were gathering. John's going to play it through first. Line say, oh, those, yes, let's do it again. Bread, and give food to all. you, John. So they recognized Jesus. They saw him when he broke the bread. Do we, will we recognize Jesus with all those that we break bread with, eat with in the coming week? Let us pray. Pray for those who are travellers, refugees, asylum seekers, for those who are moving from one place to another because they are the homeless victims of war and natural disasters. Draw closer. Be known to them and to us as you were in the breaking of bread. Pray for those involved in the process of justice. For police officers, lawyers, magistrates, judges. For those who are in prison, whether they have committed a crime or not. Be known to them and to us as you were in the breaking of bread. We pray for those who are bereaved, for those who are worried about their health, for those who are anxious about people who are close to them, worried about schooling, worried about jobs. Draw closer. Be known to them and to us as you were in the breaking of bread. We pray for ourselves. With the challenges that we face in the coming week. We ask that you would help us to recognize you, Lord Jesus, among our family members, in the places where we will spend each day. And at those times when we feel that we are abandoned by you. Draw closer. Be known to us as you were in the breaking of bread. And we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. So let's continue our worship as we make our offering. Let us pray. Everything that we have, you have first given to us. All that we have on trust from you. It is our job to use it as well as we can. Bless the money that we have kept in our pockets and in our bank accounts. Bless the money that we bring now, that all of it would be used in the way that you want it to be used. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Our final hymn is Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah. Into the world that is not always easy to read or to understand, and we know that the Holy Spirit is with us. May our eyes, minds, and our hearts be open to the world's need and to God's will. And may God bless us in our discipleship for now, forever. Amen.